grace of God. Yay. Go ahead.
Are we still obligated to tithe in the New Testament?
There's no standard for tithing. It's just cheerful giving. I know a lot of pastors won't like me saying this. Tithing is an Old Testament standard, and people say because that's the only standard we have, we apply it to the New. Man, if you are a cheerful giver in relationship with God, you're not going to get petty with tithing percentages. You're going to give liberally and cheerfully, and you're going to follow Corinthians. You give sparingly, reap sparingly. Give bountifully, you'll reap bountifully. I would say that Christian giving in the true heart of God in the sense of New Testament far outweighs the tithe anyway. That's not to judge you. You start where faith is. Please don't get trapped in legalism and don't feel judged. A lot of people use Malachi and really hit that thing hard to keep the boat afloat. And I'm not judging anybody. I'm just saying that stuff has happened. I don't have anything in mind when I'm saying that. But here's what I'm saying. The more you're in fellowship with God, in relationship with Jesus, the more your heart becomes a giving heart anyway. And it's not about, when you're a Christian for those right reasons, it's not about what you can get from God. It's how you can become more like Him, and His blessing is for you to become a blessing. You have provision in abundance, and it's not to hoard. It's to multiply and spread. And wow, this house has food. You see what I'm saying? There's no New Testament standard for tithing. Jesus never said to give a percentage, but He did talk about giving. The book of Acts, the apostles, they told Paul and Barnabas when he sent them out to make sure they remembered the poor. And Paul said something we were already glad and willing to do. So it's in the Christian heart to be a giver. So please, let's not get legalistic with it. And let's not bind each other up with it. Let's just grow in relationship with God more. And let's see the joy in giving. And one thing I never preach, and I know I could get some real rebuttal on this. I never preach give to get. I preach give because you love. Man, if you people say I've refused offerings sometimes when I've traveled for different reasons. God gives me perceptions, and sometimes the giving's religious, and I like challenging that stuff. I just like it. And when it's a religious thing, what they always say is, "What do you mean you're not receiving offering? You ain't robbing me of my blessing." And I say, "Look, if the only reason you're giving to me is for your blessing, man, keep it anyway. You give it because you honor and respect and you're sowing a seed. Why are you giving for your blessing? That's pretty selfish. Well, I'm trying to find good ground so I get a good return." That stuff is so preached that our motives got so messed up in why we do what we do. The goal of our instruction is love. We're not giving to gain. We're giving because Jesus is a giver and He loves and He's laid down His life. So we're laying down ours too. You'll find if you live that way and give that way, you won't be praying for nothing. God will just be taking care of what's necessary in the moment. I promise you. If you'll live that way. There's been so much emphasis on that folks haven't spent time growing in God and maturing in grace and growing in the character of God. We've been just trying to learn to live in a way that gets more increase. Some of us, if the increase would come, it would mess us up. We ain't even ready for the $1 million you're praying for. Well, the wealth of the wicked should be turned over to the righteous. Well, make sure you understand righteousness. Because the wealth of the wicked could make something wicked in you. I'm just saying, boy, I can feel ripples when I talk about this stuff. We've been so taught a certain way by so many folks. But I'm not afraid to challenge that thing a little bit and ruffle that a little. Come on, man. I've never been compelled to give because of messages and teaching. I've been compelled by love. I want to give to people. I want to help people. If I have something to give, it says, if I have it and I see they need it, man, how can I not give it and the love of God be in me? So I'm going to do what I can as an individual. And if you do what you can, I bet we'll touch a lot. And I bet it won't be legalistic and, well, I'm supposed to give this amount and that amount and I need to budget around this percent. Why don't you live a little more free than that and let God really open the windows of heaven? Are you following? I hope you guys are okay, because I know I went against the grain of a lot of your upbringing and teaching. But it's just, there's no New Testament standard. Just give liberally and give from the heart. Be a cheerful giver. Not a, oh my God, I got to do my tithe. I'm not speaking for any pastor in this room. I'd rather you keep it if that's your attitude and get a good grip on your heart before you plunk that thing. Because that would just be aimless giving. to me. I'm just speaking for any pastor. That would be my response if I was pastoring a church. Go ahead.